Good afternoon. A weak front pushed through the area late yesterday and last night. Hardly any clouds and no precipitation with the front, but the dew point has come down considerably behind the front and a much more refreshing start to the day as that front scoured out the mugginess and humidity from yesterday. It's still hanging out along the coast from about Cape Cod and Providence to Long Island and New York City, but the points north and west here in interior New York and New England are comfortable, and mainly in the 50s and lower 60s to start the day. High pressure behind the front's in control. It'll produce a ton of sunshine today, and temperatures will warm up nicely, about 10 degrees above normal, with afternoon highs in the lower 80s with the humidity staying low. Mostly clear and pleasant tonight with lows back into the lower to mid-50s. Good-looking day tomorrow, perhaps a few scattered clouds building in, otherwise plenty of sun, warm, humidity stays down with highs in the lower 80s again. The next front will slide in from the north and west during the day Friday. Not a lot of showers or thunderstorms with the front, although we do run a small risk in the afternoon. Otherwise, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 70s. It's what lies behind the front that'll make headlines as we head into the upcoming weekend with our first real good shot of autumn air blowing in on Saturday on a gusty northwest breeze. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and it will be much cooler with highs staying in the upper 60s. Overnight lows in the 30s and 40s over the weekend with mostly sunny skies, only back to around 65 on Sunday afternoon. In fact, 60s stay in the forecast for early next week on Monday with mostly sunny skies before some clouds move in with highs back into the 70s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has issued a slight risk for severe thunderstorms over eastern Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota, and western Wisconsin. Strong instability and sufficient shear profiles will favor clusters of cells, which are likely to grow upscale as outflow production increases over time. Perhaps a supercell or two will occur early in the storm evolution with attendant large hail and brief tornado risk, but the main threat will transition to damaging winds as outflow increases and develops across Iowa. These storms are likely to produce heavy rainfall, with multiple rounds of heavy rain possible for some areas, which could lead to flash flooding. Flash flood watches are in effect for the upper Midwest. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Carl, now downgraded to a tropical depression this morning, about 350 miles northeast of the Leeward Islands. Carl is moving toward the west at 14 and a west to northwest to northwest motion at a slightly faster forward speed is expected through tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional weakening is possible today, but some re-strengthening is forecast to occur in the next couple of days. And newly formed Tropical Storm Lisa is located about 550 miles west-northwest of the Cabo Verde Islands with maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. Lisa is moving toward the northwest near 9 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue over the next 48 hours, keeping the storm over the open eastern Atlantic Ocean. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 30 at Bear Lake Airport, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs right around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 50. The record high 95 set in 1895, and the record low 29 in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening 6:53 p.m., 12 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs right around 80. Clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with some fog and lows around 50. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear and pleasant tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still low humidity in the lower 80s. Partly sunny Friday, a shower or thunderstorm possible, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Saturday, upper 60s. Mostly sunny, breezy, mid-60s on Sunday. More sunshine back into the upper 60s Monday. And sunshine giving way to some clouds Tuesday with highs back into the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.